And it's time for the Legal Buzz, and that means if you need accident advice, you talk to Mr. John Price, one of our Bridge Legal Advisors. How you doing, John?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you there, Sir Richard.
And you know, I got a question for you, John, and that is simply, you've been doing this for a long time. How many years, how many decades have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh, we're down to decades now. you know, I've been a lawyer for 35 years, and I've been a personal injury lawyer for about 33
Let's say that's not old, that's experienced. And experienced is what you want with the best personal injury attorney in town, according to the readers of Mount Pleasant Magazine. But let me ask you, in all of those years and those decades of doing this, are there cases where you kind of, I don't know, feel even more comfortable than normal, or cases that you are you know, have an affinity to? Like, I know that you've had back surgery before. I mean, I imagine, like, injuries and accidents that involve back injuries, something you can relate to. Is there one that sort of stands out to you?
But yes, I have had a couple of back surgeries. And early in my career, I just by coincidence or the nature of my practice, I was getting a lot of back surgery cases. So I remember I flew out to Boston, Massachusetts, took like a three-day seminar on back injury cases, ranging from chiropractic care to conservative physical therapy to surgeries and what have you. Since I've had the back surgery myself in the last, I've had a couple in the last 10 to 12 years, I must say that, you know, if you walk a mile in somebody's shoes, you tend to show some empathy. When I read a back surgery record, if I feel like the record just kind of comes to life right in front of my eyes.
Absolutely.
I'm reading my own record. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for years, there's been all types of defenses for back surgeries: pre-existing conditions, degenerative disc. Oh, you had this herniated disc from way back when you were a high school football player. And, you know, and not, it does, you know, it's caused from that and not the hard rear-end collision that you took. You know, there's all those types of defenses that the mitigating factors and so forth that a defense tries to raise. But I do feel like over the years I've been able to, you know, been fortunate enough to overcome a lot of those defenses by showing more susceptibility to injury, or showing that the different various factors can explain why the herniation was either caused by the accident or why it may not have been caused by the accident. It was made symptomatic from the traumatic event, thereby creating the need for the surgery or the precipitating the necessity for the medical care, which of course is the natural flow of damages. So forgetting all that lawyer talk for a second, I do feel really comfortable doing the back surgery case. I mean, I feel pretty comfortable doing all the injury cases. I find a lot of them interesting. Anytime you learn something more about the human body, whether it be, you know, a lacerated spleen or a kidney contusion or you know, blood in the urine, I mean, all, you know, all types of things like that, it's always interesting to read and study up on. And I don't wish any harm on anybody, obviously, for them to have an accident or to have an injury. But they do, you know, like we say, for accident advice, call John Price. And you can always reach us right here at 843-552-6011 or 1-800-TNT-HELP, or go to our website, johnpricelawfirm.com.
A man of much experience. He's just about seen it and done it all, and that's why we're so glad to have John Price with his accident advice and our Bridge Legal Advisor here on the Legal Buzz.